Welcome, friends and music lovers, to another edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. We're going to concentrate at least the first part of today's show on the hard bop era of the 1960s, a very fertile and creative time in jazz music. Let's begin with Freddie Hubbard from the album Open Sesame, his debut album. He was 22 years old when this was recorded in 1960. Features Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Tina Brooks on tenor saxophone, McCoy Tyner on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Clifford Jarvis on drums. Let's listen to the title track, Open Sesame.
Thank you. Thank you.
The great Horace Silver from an album entitled Horoscope, 1960 release, we heard Nika's Dream, an original composition by Horace Silver, playing piano there, Blue Mitchell on trumpet, Junior Cook on tenor saxophone, Gene Taylor on bass, and Roy Brooks on drums. Before that, we heard from Hank Mobley, a 1968 release, although it sounds like an early 60s tune. We heard Up, Over, and Out, and that's Hank Mobley on tenor saxophone, Woody Shaw on trumpet, Lamont Johnson on piano, George Benson on guitar, Bob Cranshaw on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. And we started out the show with Open Sesame from Freddie Hubbard, an album of the same name, that one from 1960. So what stuck out to me on that set of three tunes was the great trumpet playing of Freddie Hubbard, followed by Woody Shaw, and then Blue Mitchell on trumpet on that last tune. We're going to continue on in that vein, this time from Herbie Hancock from the album Empyrean Islands, a 1964 release. This one also features trumpet player Freddie Hubbard in a trumpet-only horn section. Let's listen to Oliloquy Valley from Herbie Hancock. Thank you. That's Oliloquy Valley, a Herbie Hancock composition from the album Empyrean Islands, featuring Herbie Hancock on piano, Freddie Hubbard on cornet, Ron Carter on bass, and Tony Williams on drums. A great sound with a trumpet-only quartet. You are listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. We are a weekly podcast as well as a radio show broadcast on WWUH in West Hartford, Connecticut. We're going to bring things up to date on the next set. This is a brand new release from Matt Dwanzik. The name of the album is A Year and a Day. It features Matt Dwanzik on bass, Jonathan Barber on drums, Tabor Gable on Fender Rhodes piano, Chris Allen on saxophone, Andrew Renfro on guitar. This tune is a Matt Dwanzik composition, Old English. Something brand new from tenor saxophonist Joshua Redman, certainly one of the great tenor saxophone players of our time, along with Brad Meldow on piano, Christian McBride on bass, and Brian Blade on drums. Brand new release entitled Long Gone. Before that, we heard from Matt Dwanzik, the album A Year and a Day. We heard Old English, both of those albums released this year. Hope you enjoyed that. You are listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. Brings us to the close of today's show. We have one more tune from you. This one from Miles Davis back in 1968. Of course, Miles Davis always pushing the music in a new direction, and he did so with this album entitled Miles in the Sky. We're going to hear a track called Paraphernalia, a Wayne Shorter composition, featuring Miles Davis on trumpet, Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Herbie Hancock on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Tony Williams on drums, and special guest on this track, George Benson on electric guitar. And I would pay attention to the great drumming on this from Tony Williams, kind of a foray into rock rhythms that Miles Davis was going to continue on in the years following. So this is Paraphernalia from Miles in the Sky. Thanks for listening, folks. Tune in again next week for another edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond.
Thank you.